News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
One of the things that really annoys Larissa Nolan, columnist with the Sunday Times, is people complaining and scaremongering about the cost of children returning to school. Larissa, is it overcooked in your view?
Liz, I think it's massively overinflated. And the reason why is what I'm interested in. I can't understand why it's being propagated.
€1,000 a kid, people are saying.
Yeah, this is the reports that we get. So if you were a person with no children, you'd be looking at this going, my God, €1,000 a child, that's ridiculous. What kind of system are we running in the schools? Or even worse, if you were a child with a parent with a couple of children under the school age, school going age, wouldn't you be very worried? And I've seen it. I've come across it. Other parents have said to me, I don't know how you manage this. I don't know how we're going to manage this. And I think that is distinctly unhelpful. Because school costs are there, they exist, and they're not easy every year. I'm not saying that they're easy for the regular parent, but they don't need to be wildly overestimated, which is what is happening.
What's your experience?
As in, how much does it cost?
Yeah.
In my case. Now, obviously, I only have the one child, right? So we'll just say we can double it by whatever for whoever.
Primary school. Your child is primary school age.
Yeah, primary school. Yeah, so he's kind of halfway up primary school. Now this year I got off lightly because last year I had to do the full uniform and I had to do everything new. But this year, because I got it last year, I'm not going to get it again. So I've I added it up last week. I was like, okay, so books €80, stationery €40. It's €120 this year. Now, halfway through the year, I might have to buy him a new pair of shoes, but he's not getting a new pair of €50 leather shoes until he goes out of the last one.
So no school uniform costs?
No, not this year. There isn't every year.
What did the uniform cost you last year, just out of curiosity?
I actually do remember, as I said, because these things are not that simple. Like, I find them difficult enough to pay myself. It was €94 for the full uniform and the gym kit.
Yeah, I have to say, I wish I could disagree with you and take you on this, but I totted up the numbers last night for our two of our kids, one in primary school, one in secondary school. The primary school, the uniform this year cost around €100, slightly less than €100.
Yeah.
The school books cost another €100, so that's €200 in total.
Yeah.
The secondary school fella, the uniform did cost a bit more. We had to buy a bit of gym stuff or whatever, €140. But that's including the jumper that'll hopefully, as long as he doesn't lose it, which you couldn't rule out, will hopefully last 2 or 3 years. €140 for the uniform. Now, books were £200, but those and stationery, but the books will last for 3 years. So at the most for him,
yeah,
340, but that's school books lasting 3 years.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's a million miles away from €1,000.
This is the thing, it's so far off €1,000 that anybody who's just a regular parent, they're looking at each other and scratching their heads. Like, I can't tell you the amount of people who've said to me, why is this going on? And even editors in newspapers have gone, what's the story with all these studies? Like, I actually can't understand it, but I do think that if you go ahead and you ask people, to include all these things into studies, that you add things up. I mean, like, if we break it down, right? They add things on these studies such as lunch, which is, have we really got to the stage where we're kind of so aggrieved by paying for our children to eat lunch that we actually tot it up for the total of a year? You're going to be feeding them anyway.
They have to eat lunch whether they go to school or not.
Whether they go to school or not. Another thing is, like, I tell you what, I've never experienced this, but €75 for school tours? Not in my school. You know, maybe I don't go to a school, he doesn't go to a fancy enough school, but that sounds like a Ryanair flight to me. I wouldn't be pleased if I turned around and was told it was €75. They also add in things like, as I say, if you drill down, you see the headline €1,000 and you go, oh my God, but if you drill down into it, there are things like, I'm just trying to remember the other things, but they add up things like extracurricular activities and they add up things like after school childcare costs. But they're not actually school costs. They're childcare costs.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, you have people moaning about childcare costs, and then they're adding the same numbers into the school costs. So, things are, my view with this is what I just think it causes problems, is when you overestimate these things, if you're trying to help people, you actually hinder them by exaggerating these costs.
And important to say, there are some people that would find the idea of, I didn't mean to dismiss the idea of £200 or £300 for the guy, my young fella going to second. There are people who will find that almost impossible to find that money.
Yeah, well, I had to, just said to you earlier on, I don't find it easy myself. It's not like September rolls around and I go, oh, great, I can't wait to go out and buy new shoes and a new whatever needs to be bought. You know, it, 120 euro is a significant amount of money.
Yeah, it is for a lot of people.
You know,
yeah.
For a lot of people, especially considering the circumstance we're in at the moment with all the things going on with housing and all that kind of stuff. I totally get that. But you don't need to pretend it's 1,000 euro to try and force your point home. And I really don't know why this is happening. But I do think that it has to be a combination of, you know, the humble brag. Oh, my school now, you see, it's not like yours. You know, this thing, you know, oh, sure, your school uniform only costs 94. Ours cost way more than that. And there's kind of this
Are there
idea.
Certain schools, though, that it does cost a small fortune to send your child to? And I'm not talking about fees. Obviously, some private schools have pretty ridiculous fees, quite frankly, 5,000-6,000 euros a year. But are there certain schools that for whom the uniform and books and so on is a lot more expensive? You have to buy iPads and all this kind of thing.
Well, what I'm wondering about this is, have we kind of entered a new area where we have a sort of a semi-private system, if you know what I mean, where schools are kind of effectively financially prohibiting certain types of people to come to them by these school costs that aren't actually, you know, they're kind of built into the day. You know, every day after school we're going to do this and that, and these will cost, we're doing piano and then we're doing swimming and we're doing, you know, fiddle or whatever, and everyone has to do it and they all cost extra money. Or, you know, at the start of the year, this kind of thing. You know, I remember applying for a school around here and getting a letter, you know, saying to me, oh, essentially there's an application form. I said, oh, great, lovely, thanks. The first thing on the application form, it had, you know, everyone, there's a voluntary contribution of 200 euro. You know, you don't have to do it. It's not mandatory. However, everyone in the school pays it, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I felt that kind of was, you know, an attempt at saying, we are a state school, but we're, you know, we have these extra costs. So
okay.
I'm wondering, is that where it's coming from? And when people are telling us about this so vocally, are they trying to tell us that, you know, oh, I'm moaning, but actually it's because my child goes to a really fancy school? I'm wondering if that's what's behind it.
All right, good stuff. Larissa Nolan, thanks indeed for talking to us.